you guys got to keep in shape these next few weeks, but you also got to make good decisions, you know, on your downtime.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, plus, you know, this offense and defense is definitely not an easy one to remember. So them allowing us the ability to go home with these iPads are going to be tremendous for a lot of guys, you know, especially myself. You know, you stand in those iPads, being able to watch the film, being able to stay in the playbooks are going to be tremendous opportunity for us to continue to get better and understand the offense and defense. So we'll continue to do those things throughout the break. We have some things scheduled, you know, with each other to, that are going to be together for the break and a couple workouts and guys getting together. But other than that, you know, it's the same emphasis. You know, we've been here now. I've been here now for 5 years going on six, and we haven't been in the playoffs. So it has to change. A lot of guys understand that, and their focus is towards that. Oh, yeah. You talking about in the previous years? Oh, well, you know, you can only watch video if you came into the facilities, you know, so in the previous years. But now, you know, I'm able to sit at home or I'm able to be wherever I'm at, you know, across the U.S., out of the country, you know, and have that video sitting in my lap. So it doesn't even matter if I'm on vacation. You know, sometimes I've been getting in trouble for being at dinner with that iPad, you know, with my family. She thinks I can't put it down, you know, so, but I love it. You know, I love the opportunity to be able to see film. I love being able to correct mistakes that even the coaches may not see, something that I can do better, you know, with getting open or understanding the plays a little better. So it's a good opportunity for us to have those iPads right now.
Is Jake planning on getting you guys together for a little passing?
Yeah, we got a little something scheduled with each other, you know. We'll get together to better solidify which week it'll be, but we already agreed that it needs to be 1 week prior to, you know, us coming back to training camp to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Coach was saying that you guys made a lot of progress, but you still got a long way to go. He's gonna crank up the heat.
Oh yeah.
Once training camp starts.
Oh yeah, it's expected. You know, this guy's he understands. Like I said before, he understands what it takes. You know, he understands what it takes not only to be in this league for longevity as a personal career, but he also understands what it takes to take a team to the big dance, you know. So we understand that, you know. We understand that these camps that we've had here in the spring are minor compared to what's going to be expected in training camp. You know, it's going to be a big expectation and requirement for us to come in here in shape and know these playbooks. You know, it's not just, you know, going to be able to come back in and be able to weed your way through what's going on anymore. You know, you have to come out there and be prepared for everything that they throw at us.
Nate, as a vet, when you see some of the guys maybe not have the best – last few days, do they get a second chance in your eyes to come out and prove themselves at camp, or does this performance the last few days weigh heavily on your mind?
Well, I'm pretty sure it'll weigh heavily on their minds, but you know, when you put those pads on it'd be a totally different story. A lot of guys, you know, that are on maybe the quote-unquote lower end of the totem pole, you know, a lot of guys will be able to show up and really be able to improve what they can do on special teams also, you know. So I don't think they can hold on to, you know, maybe having a disappointing camp or maybe not making those splash plays like other guys, because there's so much more that's going to be done in training camp. So many more plays, so many more opportunities for guys to come out and play big. So can't hold on to it, you know. You just have to make sure that I've been preaching to my guys in my room to be make sure that they're prepared and ready for those preseason games, because that's when you're gonna make the team anyway. It's very important, actually. You know, you especially as an older guy right now, I have to make sure I'm keeping my body up to shape, you know. But in the same sense, you know, the best way to keep your body in shape is to work out, you know. So I won't be doing too much sitting around. You have to make sure that you're prepared and ready for anything that your body may take, bumps and bruises, you know. So the best way to stay away from those is not baby your body, not sit on it, you know. So I'll definitely be standing at gym, standing in the water, staying with my chiropractor heavily, you know. So I'm excited about this break, you know, but at the same time, you know, there's still a lot of work to be done to be prepared for the season.